To the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason. Or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and
hey guys, it's Jim Gavin.
Vocals to group sessions at
from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all
developmental and
things awesome, especially as
physically disabled day programs to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities. We are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like
pertains to music, hope you're doing well. Today, our topic is about establishing and maintaining relationships. This can go for your personal life or work life, so in essence, just life in general. Let's tackle personal relationships first. Can you remember back to when and where you made your first friend? What is it, a sibling or other family member or cousin? Was it someone in daycare, preschool, at the playground? I don't actually remember that moment, but it's an interesting thing to talk about and think about. What did you do in order to spark that friendship? Or were you the one who was receiving the spark from someone else? Either way, an action, which requires work, has to be done. Maybe it was telling a silly joke.
Something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to.
Or playing a game of make-believe. Maybe it's making someone feel comfortable being around you. The feeling of safety and security, which leads to trust over a long period of time. Sound familiar to business? Sure does to me. In order to maintain any level of trust, being 100% upfront and honest with people right out of the gate is the ticket. Does everyone do that? No. Should we? Yes. It's about doing something inherently good at all times, even when it may not be seen as self-serving or beneficial to you. That's what a real relationship is. Not one based on doing favors all the time or the expectation of that, or a business transaction where I give you something and you give me something back right away. There's a fine line between doing something
the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGavin. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music. Improving
as it is inherently right and good, and doing something for the wrong reasons like money, power, and social status. But I digress. Fast forward to where you are in life now. High school or college age, early to mid-20s, 30s, 40s, and up to 90s and 100s. God bless those who are in their 100s. That's amazing. For those in their teens and early 20s, our friends are usually the product of time spent almost viewed as wasting time.
Quality of life through music.
Quote unquote. In school and extracurricular activities like playing sports, joining clubs, or working in your closest proximity to home. It makes sense. It is always quite easy to stay friends. It's very easy to stay close friends with someone who you see all the time at school. You don't even have to try. However, as you grow older, people move away. They go to college in a different state. They move to a different state. Hell, sometimes even a different country. When that happens, this is where you find out how good of friends you are with someone. Does the relationship stay alive? Does it die? Or does it get put on the back burner for a brief time, only to come back strong again at some other point? This is where the work or lack thereof. To maintain a relationship comes into play. There's an old saying, absence makes the heart grow fonder. If there is a real relationship and connection with someone, this statement is 100% true. If there isn't a real relationship and a relationship is instead based on transaction or a lie to begin with, then this statement contradicts itself. And instead turns on itself and becomes absence makes the heart grow further. There's another saying I really like. Simple one. Out of sight, out of mind is another phrase comes to mind when thinking of a relationship with someone. Either personal or business. When someone is out of sight, are they out of mind as well? If so, I would gather to say that relationship isn't as important to you as you thought. Conversely, if someone is out of sight, but they are not out of mind, then that may reflect a strong relationship and connection. I'd rather be remembered as out of sight, but on your mind. to maintain a relationship with someone, it is going to...
I want to be the kind of guy that keeps you warm at night.
Take time and energy.
When you are cold.
No way to get around it. There's no hack.
Grab some blankets from...
Life hack or shortcut for this. You just gotta
put my bed, wrap them around your chest. Now pull your clothes. We'll flip some channels to find out there's nothing.
Time and the energy, the blood, sweat, and the tears. Just accept it and go on with making it happen. It's work. Think about it. Arranging schedules, asking that person if they need help with anything, doing something unexpected that you know they like, so they know you care or still care, like giving your wife her favorite flowers for the heck of it on a random day, not expecting anything in return, or taking someone out on a date. When it comes to business, taking the lead in a project when you sense the other person is overwhelmed,
or
at home, doing the dishes and
sit back, relax.
Vacuuming the house.
There is no house.
Two things I do not
no need to
enjoy at all, but do
things
on occasion because
always
they need to get done.
Have it.
And I know it makes my wife happy.
Call,
emailing someone, showing up at their house randomly to see how they're doing with no ulterior motive or hidden.
Don't think about the future, forget about the past.
Agenda, praising someone's efforts on a job well done, saying you're sorry when you inevitably make a mistake and actually mean it and not have a I'm sorry but or some excuse that comes after it. Practicing forgiveness when they make a mistake and not holding a grudge. I know there are others I'm forgetting, but these are the obvious ones to me. If you stay on the straight and narrow with these ideas, you should be good to go. On the opposite side, here's what I would advise not doing with business relationships. That is, if you intend to keep them for a long time. Number one, undermine anyone's intelligence. You never want to do this. You just rub people the wrong way, get on their last nerve, or get on any sort of nerve.
To make this moment last. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The kind of love that we've been dreaming of. When we sleep at night, we'll get a little house to live and have a couple kids. And
it wouldn't be good. Number two, step on toes by overtaking a colleague's job responsibilities. This is without going to your boss and that colleague to ask to help out with a project first. People are really touchy about this kind of stuff and may feel threatened in one way, shape, or form. You don't want to do that. You just kind of go up the chain of command or the hierarchy, so to speak. Three, email or call incessantly about an answer you were hoping to get for a problem, situation, or project. And this is also listening to what the person told you regarding the right amount of time to let pass before contacting them. You don't want to be kind of a nuisance and kind of emailing them every other day to see if they have an answer.
We'll sleep tight. My heart, you'll see, will slowly come in time. To think about the future, forget about the past.
For you, or they were able to get what you needed. Really paying attention to that. If someone says, hey, you know, give me a week and contact me in a week, or, you know, we're not ready to work on this right now, but maybe we'll be ready in a month or two. Feel free to reach out to us in February and actually make a note of that and listen to it and follow up at that point. Number four, burn bridges. You never
time to figure out a way to make this moment.
Or know when you will meet this person again and possibly need their help or guidance in life. You never want to burn bridges no matter what it is, whether it's a personal relationship or a work relationship. Number five, throw someone under the bus to make yourself look better, even if what they did was wrong. I know it's kind of hurt to swallow. It's going to hurt a little bit to swallow our pride.
To make this moment last. To make this moment last.
Mm-hmm. And to kind of think of this in a different way, but it's just, it's not going to be good in the end if you throw someone under the bus to make yourself look better, even if what they did was wrong. Number six, complain about someone's behavior or work ethic so as to bring negative attention to them and positive attention to yourself. Whew, that's interesting, right? I know there are others. I'm forgetting here as well, but this is what's obvious to me. Long story short, is that in order to establish and maintain a relationship of any kind, whether business or personal, it's going to take hard work, time, energy, selflessness.
Sunrises, sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you.
Compromise and sacrifice. Those are all very hard adjectives to adhere to all the time. That is if you are intending to have the relationship stand on high morals, values, and beliefs from the start. Just some interesting stuff to consider and think about. You just make yourself better in the end, and you make the world a better place around you because you've become better. What's not to like about that? So that's it for today, guys.
Spring comes and spring goes forever. You will know that I love you. Sunrises, sunsets, I won't let you forget.
This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast, signing off. Be good.
I need you. Spring comes, spring goes, forever. You will know that I love you.
Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin coming at you today from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as it pertains to music. Today's episode is going to be none other than the best four-letter word that exists. L-O-V-E, love. And I've been finding myself saying this phrase a lot lately.
When it all comes down to that, you know I have enough. Forever in love. Forever in love.
Love is always in season. Isn't it though? Well, at least it should be. It's definitely the case in the months of February for Valentine's Day and December for Christmas, and of course, I'm sure for people's birthdays and anniversaries and that sort of thing and weddings, we express love. But do we really do it throughout the year, or is it just on those kind of specific days? All day, every day, we have the choice to show love or the lack of it to ourselves. And to everyone we come in contact with. Now, we could really go down the rabbit hole about love and everything that comes with it, but I'd rather read you the Bible verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. You hear this at weddings a lot. It's a beautiful, beautiful sentiment. So it goes like this. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. That's profound stuff, right? Do we really internalize and then follow these words? Or does it just sound good to us, but doesn't go any further than that? I'll be the first one to admit that it's hard to follow all these sentiments, especially the keeps no record of wrongs part. I find this happens a lot in relationships, whether it's husband-wife, girlfriend-boyfriend, fiancés, friends with friends, family members. Too many times have I heard something to this effect in my life. You don't help around the house anymore. The last time you did was back in September, or fill in any day, month, year in that spot. Or better yet, how many times do I have to tell you to stop? When I was a child, this was the case as far as misbehaving goes. And that is a parent's way of bringing to light what they'd like their child to not do to stop repeating bad behavior and making the same mistakes over and over again. And I'm sure you could think of a time or times in your life when someone kept a record of something you did wrong, or when you kept a record of something somebody else did wrong. But where does it get you, keeping score? It turns into a competition, and it's an unhealthy competition at that. It's not a comforting feeling, is it? So in addition to the Bible verse, I'd like to highlight the lyrics of the song Turn, 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 or To Everything There Is a Season. There's a few different versions of this. I think the most popular one is by a band called The Birds.
If you aren't familiar with the song, it's worth checking out. Familiarize yourself with it. Really, really sweet, nice words. The lyrics, except for the title, which is repeated throughout the song, and the final two lines of the song are adapted word for word from an English version of the first 8 verses of the 3rd chapter of the biblical book of Ecclesiastes, which is featured in the Bible. Let's go through the lyrics one by one. Mind you, this song connects heaven to what is on the earth, which is a cool way of combining these two realms. So this is the chorus, which comes around a few times. I'm not going to repeat the chorus every time it comes around. I'm just going to mention it the first time and then say, here comes the chorus again, and then we would go into the next verse. So I'm going to give my 2 cents on some of the lines in here. But it's really cool. So the chorus is, to everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven. That's word for word the chorus. Really cool, right? So it sings as, to everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. Okay, then it goes into the verse. First verse. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill. Now, I'm going to take a quick stop here. I don't particularly like this sentiment because to kill anything or anyone, even someone's spirits, hopes, and dreams, is not inherently good. Just my little 2 cents there. Then it says, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep. Then the chorus comes around again. So we're not going to repeat it, but we know what it is. Then the second verse comes up, a time to build up, a time to break down. Now, my 2 cents on this is I'd rather be just building people up rather than bringing them down. I'm sure it's not just that sentiment. I'm sure it means breaking down. Maybe that could mean cry, right? It doesn't necessarily have to mean breaking someone's spirits down or breaking somebody down. So let's continue. A time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. Then the chorus comes around again. We're on to the third verse. A time of love, a time of hate. Now, there should never be a time for hate because that is not inherently good either. It's just, again, my 2 cents. I get the paradox there. This is what, this song is a lot of paradoxes, so it makes sense to have that. I get the reason why they did that. The next line is a time of war, a time of peace. Now, I get the paradox here as well, and it works cleverly in the song's context, but I don't believe we should ever have war either, and I'm sure you would agree with that too. So continuing on. A time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. The paradox there, I mean, I would want everybody to embrace all the time, right? That's what we talk about when we're striving for world peace. Then the chorus comes around again, so we'll sing it this last time. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. Then it's the last final verse here. A time to gain, a time to lose, a time to rend, a time to sow. The same line comes around again for a time for love, a time for hate. We already talked about that part. A time for peace. I swear it's not too late. So it's really great. I love this song. It's very, very sweet as far as how it's sung, the different chords that are chosen, the melody, all the paradoxes going on in it, and it speaks to love. Really, in the end, it comes back to peace and love. So let us remember what truly makes the world go round: love, that great 4-letter word we talked about. Let's make a conscious effort to express this every day to everyone if we can. That's it for today, guys. Thank you for listening. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Be good.
Hey guys, it's Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as it pertains to music. Hope you're doing well. Today, our topic is about establishing and maintaining relationships. This can go for your personal life or work life, so in essence, just life in general. Let's tackle personal relationships first. Can you remember back to when and where you made your first friend? What is it, a sibling or other family member or cousin? Was it someone in daycare, preschool, at the playground? I don't actually remember that moment, but it's an interesting thing to talk about and think about. What did you do in order to spark that friendship? Or were you the one who was receiving the spark from someone else? Either way, an action, which requires work, has to be done. Maybe it was telling a silly joke or playing a game of make-believe. Maybe it's making someone feel comfortable being around you. The feeling of safety and security, which leads to trust over a long period of time. Sound familiar to business? Sure does to me. In order to maintain any level of trust, being 100% upfront and honest with people right out of the gate is the ticket. Does everyone do that? No. Should we? Yes. It's about doing something inherently good at all times, even when it may not be seen as self-serving or beneficial to you. That's what a real relationship is. Not one based on doing favors all the time or the expectation of that, or a business transaction where I give you something and you give me something back right away. There is a fine line between doing something because it is inherently right and good and doing something for the wrong reasons, like money, power, and social status. But I digress. Fast forward to where you are in life now. High school or college age, early to mid-20s, 30s, 40s, and up to 90s and 100s. God bless those who are in their 100s. That's amazing. For those in their teens and early 20s, our friends are usually the product of time spent almost viewed as wasting time, quote-unquote. In school and extracurricular activities, like playing sports, joining clubs, or working in your closest proximity to home. It makes sense. And it's always quite easy to stay friends. It's very easy to stay close friends with someone who you see all the time at school. You don't even have to try. However, as you grow older, people move away. They go to college in a different state. They move to a different state. Hell, sometimes even a different country. When that happens, this is where you find out how good of friends you are with someone. Does the relationship stay alive? Does it die? Or does it get put on the back burner for a brief time, only to come back strong again at some other point? This is where the work or lack thereof to maintain a relationship comes into play. There's an old saying, absence makes the heart grow fonder. If there is a real relationship and connection with someone, this statement is 100% true. If there isn't a real relationship and a relationship is instead based on transaction or a lie to begin with, then this statement contradicts itself. And instead turns on itself and becomes absence makes the heart grow further. There's another saying I really like. Simple one. Out of sight, out of mind is another phrase comes to mind when thinking of a relationship with someone, either personal or business. When someone is out of sight, are they out of mind as well? If so, I would gather to say that relationship isn't as important to you as you thought. Conversely, if someone is out of sight, but they are not out of mind, then that may reflect a strong relationship and connection. I'd rather be remembered as out of sight, but on your mind. To maintain a relationship with someone, it is going to take time and energy. There's no way to get around it. There's no hack, life hack, or shortcut for this. You just got to put in the time and the energy, the blood, sweat, and the tears. Just accept it and go on with making it happen. It's work. Think about it. Arranging schedules, asking that person if they need help with anything, doing something unexpected that you know they like, so they know you care or still care, like giving your wife her favorite flowers for the heck of it on a random day, not expecting anything in return, or taking someone out on a date. When it comes to business, taking the lead in a project when you sense the other person is overwhelmed, or even at home, doing the dishes and vacuuming up the house. Two things I do not enjoy at all, but do on occasion because they need to get done. And I know it makes my wife happy. Calling or emailing someone, showing up at their house randomly to see how they're doing with no ulterior motive or hidden agenda, praising someone's efforts on a job well done, saying you're sorry when you inevitably make a mistake and actually mean it and not have a "I'm sorry, but," or some excuse that comes after it. Practicing forgiveness when they make a mistake and not holding a grudge. I know there are others I'm forgetting, but these are the obvious ones to me. If you stay on the straight and narrow with these ideas, you should be good to go. On the opposite side, here's what I would advise not doing with business relationships. That is, if you intend to keep them for a long time. Number one, undermine anyone's intelligence. You never want to do this. You just rub people the wrong way, get on their last nerve, or get on any sort of nerve, and it wouldn't be good. Number two, step on toes by overtaking a colleague's job responsibilities. This is without going to your boss and that colleague to ask to help out with a project first. People are really touchy about this kind of stuff and may feel threatened in one way, shape, or form. You don't want to do that. You just kind of go up the chain of command or the hierarchy, so to speak. Three, email or call incessantly about an answer you were hoping to get for a problem, situation, or project. And this is also listening to what the person told you regarding the right amount of time to let pass before contacting them. You don't want to be kind of a nuisance and kind of emailing them every other day to see if they have an answer for you or they were able to get what you needed. Really paying attention to that. If someone says, "Hey, you know, give me a week and contact me in a week," or, "You know, we're not ready to work on this right now, but maybe we'll be ready in a month or two. Feel free to reach out to us in February." And actually make a note of that and listen to it and follow up at that point. Number four, burn bridges. You never know when you will meet this person again and possibly need their help or guidance in life. You never want to burn bridges no matter what it is, whether it's a personal relationship or a work relationship. Number five, throw someone under the bus to make yourself look better, even if what they did was wrong. I know it's going to hurt a little bit to swallow our pride and to kind of think of this in a different way, but it's not going to be good in the end if you throw someone under the bus to make yourself look better, even if what they did was wrong. Number six, complain about someone's behavior or work ethic so as to bring negative attention to them and positive attention to yourself. Whew, that's interesting, right? I know there are others I'm forgetting here as well, but this is what's obvious to me. Long story short is that in order to establish and maintain a relationship of any kind, whether business or personal, it's going to take hard work, time, energy, selflessness, compromise, and sacrifice. Those are all very hard adjectives to adhere to all the time. That is if you are intending to have the relationship stand on high morals, values, and beliefs from the start. Just some interesting stuff to consider and think about. You just make yourself better in the end, and you make the world a better place around you because you've become better. What's not to like about that? So that's it for today, guys. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast, signing off. Be good.
you were.